Every year Australians waste about $10 billion worth of food. It starts on the farm where fruit and vegetables are rejected generally for cosmetic reasons, and it goes right through to the household where throwing out leftovers and unwanted food is fairly common. This is a global problem. In France, one of the big retailers decided it would do something about it. Supermarket Intermarché started this campaign.
Tout ce qui rentre pas dans la norme, eh ben c'est poubelle.
As the European Union made 2014 the European Year Against Food Waste, Intermarché, the third largest supermarket chain in France, decided to rehabilitate the non-calibrated and unperfect fruits and vegetables. So we launch Les Fruits et Légumes Moches, the inglorious fruits and vegetables, starring the grotesque apple, the ridiculous potato, the hideous orange, the failed lemon, the disfigured eggplant, the ugly carrot, and the unfortunate clementine. Now, you can eat five inglorious fruits and vegetables a day. As good, but 30% cheaper. How did we do it? We bought from our growers the products they usually throw away and sold them in stores.
So there's a hint of the inglorious fruit and vegetable campaign. It saw the ugly fruit and veg given its very own aisle, and it was marketed, as you heard there, for its shortcomings, and then sold 30% cheaper than other fresh fruit and veg. The verdict has been basically that the campaign's been a success. So it raises a question, is it time for something similar here in Australia? To discuss this, I'm joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Oz Harvest, Ronnie Kahn. Also Donna Duncan, who's an avocado grower from Childers in Queensland, and Kate Brown, who's from Choice. Welcome to all of you. I'll start with you, Ronnie. What do you think of that campaign?
We love it. I mean, on the weekend we were gleaning, we were picking mandarins and oranges at a farm that couldn't sell his ugly fruit. The shape was a little misshapen and it was rejected by the supermarket, so they called us in. And we just love that campaign and would adore for a supermarket chain to talk with us so that we could work with them on this.
So if you hadn't have gone to glean this citrus, was it destined for landfill?
Absolutely.
Mm. Fine to eat, though?
Delicious to eat. I brought a few with me. You should see them. A beautiful little mando and an orange that looks just like we would expect an orange that grows on a tree to look. Not perfect. And a grapefruit that's a little disfigured.
Mm.
With character, you know. All of us have freckles and blemishes. And we're still acceptable.
So what will this citrus that you have just gleaned on the weekend, what's it destined for? What will happen with it?
Okay, well, we are holding an enormous event nationally on the 21st of July to raise awareness about this very issue of food waste. We are the UNEP, the United Nations Environmental Partner, in Australia, on a campaign called Think, Eat, Save. It's a global campaign to raise awareness about food waste. And so on Monday, we are producing thousands of meals from rescued veg and fruit to raise awareness. We're feeding that food to the general public. So if you're in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane, Newcastle, and want to experience a wonderful meal made from rescued food, that's what this event is about.
Okay, too. So people can get experience the second grade fruit for themselves. Donna Duncan's with me as well. Donna, you've been an avocado grower for a while. How long?
For about 35 years.
Okay, so you've seen trends come and go in the retail side of things. What proportion of your avocados would be rejected by the retailers?
In a normal season, if we get over 10% of our product rejected, we start to look. But in recent years, we look at around about 20% now, so that classes the seconds and what would normally be rejects.
Okay, so it's doubled in recent years.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And so pleased to meet you.
It's mainly industry. It's mainly the major chains have been the one who've put the specs out there that govern what does and does not go into a box.
So generally, what is wrong, I use that term loosely, what is wrong with your avocados when they are rejected?
Well, like your previous lady, they're not all perfect, but nor are we. And generally with the fruit that we dump, it's probably got a sting, it's limb rub from the wind rubbing against the tree. Maybe there's a little beetle that gets in there and chews the green skin off. It's mainly cosmetic. The fruit inside generally has nothing wrong with it.
Still fine to eat?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so that must be frustrating from your point of view. You put all the effort into growing it and then the retailer says thanks but no thanks.
Yep. And we've kind of come up against a brick wall over the years with all of this because we know that the fruit that we're dumping is perfectly edible. So we give a lot away. We send a lot to the food bank in Brisbane. And recently we've found another use for our fruit. We can't feed avocados to cattle or horses, mainly because of the seed.
Mm-hmm. And that's what sometimes the citrus is a fruit that will be fed to stock if it's deemed appropriate. Now, you've gone down a different path. Rather than, say, donating to an OzHarvest type group, you've developed a skin cream, haven't you? So you've got a use for your avocados. What do you do with them?
My husband did some research half a dozen years ago because it got to a point where you get all this fruit into the shed, you're standing at the grading machine, grading it all out, and there's so much getting dumped, and then you see it down the paddock in these great piles of avocados. So we now press our avocados. We ripen them in our packing shed. We take the seed out, and that's used for another purpose. And then we malax them, and we get the oil out of them. Mm. And then we make... we use the oil for body care as well, and we make a cream out of the oil as well.
Okay, so you have found a use for them that generates an income. What do you make of the French campaign? Would you like to see something similar here?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I don't know why we all haven't thought of it before.
Do you think it would work here?
Well, absolutely. You go to farmers' markets anywhere, and you'll find people who will get in there before the sun comes up of the morning, and they head for the fruit and veggie sellers. Most of those fruit and veggies that are being sold at farmers' markets probably come direct from farms, so they're not all looking perfect, but there's nothing wrong with them, and they're cheaper.
Mm. Well, Kate Brown's with me. Kate's from Choice and knows a thing or two about why supermarkets make the decisions they do around fresh fruit and veg. Welcome to the program, Kate.
Thanks, Karen.
Why do Australian supermarkets demand such high specifications for the fresh fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, look, the fresh produce section of a supermarket is like the jewel in the crown for supermarkets. It's what they use to draw in consumers. And studies have shown that people that use the fresh food areas also tend to spend more money in the store overall. So it's something they use to promote an image of being fresh and healthy. Even the lighting in those areas is different to the rest of the store. And clearly, from what we've heard, you know, they want perfect-looking produce to kind of lure in.
So is the belief that if you put ugly fruit and vegetables on display that that says something about the overall quality of produce that you sell or groceries that you sell?
That's probably the logic behind it. You know, they use these areas to kind of display their wares, if you like, and I'd say, you know, they've trained consumers now to expect this kind of ridiculously perfect fruit, and it is part of the kind of marketing strategy to say, look, we've got great produce, come on in and spend all your money with us.
Yeah, so when you hear that Intermarché in France has taken on this campaign, and they've put out a lot of posters with particularly funny looking fruit and vegetable on them, and actually released a line of processed foods as well from the Inglorious Fruit and Veg, does that come as a surprise to you that a retailer would go down that path?
I think it's a brilliant idea because I think, you know, I think the sense of humour behind the campaign was great, and I think it was really clever to address those fears consumers had, because we have been trained to expect this perfect looking fruit and veggie, you know, to actually show that, you know, they're absolutely perfect to eat, they taste great. And I think with, you know, the sense of humour that they've used, it's a really clever standout campaign from the usual offerings you get.
Mm. We've got a picture of the disfigured eggplant up on the Facebook page at the moment. The tagline, if you like, so cheap it could be even more disfigured. And we'll make sure that there's a link to the advertisement. It's more than an advertisement. It's like a documentary about the making of it up on YouTube. We'll put that link up soon as well. Mark points out, excellent idea, although I bet it would lead to the non-discounted stuff being left on the shelf and ending up in the bin instead. Kate, that's probably a legitimate concern for the retailers, isn't it? They undervalue. They end up undervaluing what they want to sell.
Yeah, look, I mean, it could be see, but I think it's really just about training people's expectations. And like in that campaign in France, people were quite leery at first because, as I said, we've just been trained to expect these kind of uniform, perfect produce. And I think, you know, that could be a risk at first, but I think if you train people's expectations to be different and be more realistic to what you might find in the field or on a farm, you might see, a change in behaviour. And obviously price always talks, so that particular campaign, they did reduce the price, and I think if you educate people, it looks like it was clearly a winner for the supermarket in France.
Yeah. Ronnie, what discussions has OzHarvest had with the supermarkets, the big retailers?
Look, we've got a meeting coming up which we're really excited and hopeful about. But really, our biggest thing is education. And until each and every one of us is willing to purchase fruit that isn't perfect and veg that isn't straight, you know, perfect carrots. I mean, that is really why OzHarvest exists.
Mm.
When we get a pickup of 14 tons of carrots, that just 14 tons of carrots, which just weren't quite orange enough and weren't quite straight enough to go on the supermarket shelves. I mean, we had a field day. We turned it into carrot soup. We handed out, as you can appreciate, thousands and thousands and thousands of kilos to the 550 agencies that we support. Mm. But that's really part of our mission is education. And consumers can pledge to reduce their food waste. It's part of our Think, Eat, Save campaign to pledge, you know, it's a personal pledge. It is, they can let us know and acknowledge, but the point is, until each and every one of us doesn't buy two lettuce for the price of one and then waste one, and until such time as we make this concerted effort, we as the consumers, and so we are trying to talk to the big people out there and get help to raise awareness.
But in some ways, the retailers do support what you do and a group called Second Bite do, don't they?
Absolutely.
They are prepared to donate the produce. It's not always wasted.
No. But there's still a lot that goes to waste. We absolutely collect from a lot of the supermarkets, and we do collect dairy and poultry and some fruit and veg. But unfortunately, it certainly isn't all supermarkets, and it isn't all their surplus produce. A lot, it depends a lot on who's on duty and who's working. And so there is a huge education campaign to roll out both to the consumers as well as to the producers so that they know that there's a market for this and don't have to dump it, and as well as, of course, to the businesses that try and tell us that we only want perfect fruit and veg.
Donna, from the farmer's point of view, if you had, say you didn't need to focus so much on the appearance of your avocados, would you become more productive? Would you actually grow more avocados as a result?
Well, there'd be more going to boxes. And I was just going to make a comment just a moment ago. The produce that you're talking about that's being collected, out on our farms, we just dump them, tons and tons of the stuff. So if it didn't have to look, like you said, absolutely perfectly orange straight carrots, more would go into the boxes.
So I introduced you as an avocado grower, but you've got experience with other fruit and veg as well. Is it the same across the board?
For the industries that we've been involved with, we've had lychees, mangoes and custard apples as well. It's actually for custard apples, it's even more difficult. Because the skin shape has the skin and the shape of the thing, because of the shape of them anyway, are not uniform, and that there's even more waste with the custard apples, which is why we've pulled our custard apples out. But as far as all of the fruits, yes, it is the same.
So 20% of avocados and custard apples are higher than that.
Custard apples are higher than that. Yes.
Yeah,
which is why we took ours out. It wasn't worth it.
No. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kate Brown, does some of this come down to the fact that we don't have the competition here in Australia that you find in Europe? Like, there's clearly space in France for one of the chains to find a niche, if you like, or a campaign that catches on.
Yeah, look, competition's a huge issue in Australia when it comes to supermarkets. And, I mean, certainly for people in urban areas, they might have a few more choices. But ultimately, you know, the supermarkets are, you know, are set up to provide everything. They're easily accessible. But, you know, we don't have that choice. It takes a lot of effort for a consumer to go out of that kind of construct and choose to do something different. And that's often not practical. We're squeezed for time. And, you know, plenty of people really are doing all their shopping in a supermarket, so they'll be buying their fresh produce there too.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've got lots of people on our Facebook page saying, yeah, happy to buy seconds, not too worried how they look. Might just look like the stuff you grow at home, and especially we'll buy them if it's cheaper. So seems like there is public support for it, at least if you go by the Bush Telegraph Facebook page. Thank you to all of you for joining us today, and good luck growing and selling your funny-looking fruit and veg.
Can I make one more comment?
Thank you so
much.
Yes.
Donna here.
Yeah, Donna, go ahead.
I think any one of us producers will say that we have become a lot more efficient as primary producers over the last few years. And I think that's another part of the perception of all of this, is that we are now very efficient because we have to be. So that's probably just added more to the whole question of misshapen fruit.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Donna. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Donna Duncan, who's an avocado grower at Childers. Ronnie Khan, who is the founder and chief executive officer of Oz Harvest, hard for me to say that, and Kate Brown, who is from Choice.